A Natchez police officer has been charged with domestic assault and placed on administrative leave. Natchez Police Chief Lee Best says Officer Brandon O'Neill, age 34, was allegedly involved in a domestic dispute with his companion Friday. O'Neill was the alleged primary aggressor and was arrested and charged with simple assault domestic. He has since been put on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. O'Neill's been with the department for a year. The Louisiana legislature is working to create a pilot program so veterans and others dealing with PTSD, chronic depression, or substance abuse can take advantage of psychedelic-assisted therapy.
Mandeville Senator Patrick McMathis is proposing to use opioid settlement dollars so that academic health centers can conduct clinical studies to determine the effectiveness of psilocybin and ibogaine on mental health conditions. During a committee hearing, one veteran who suffered two head injuries during service talked about how he's a new person after undergoing the treatments in Mexico.
I would say now I am better than before my injuries, thanks to the medicine.
The bill has passed the Senate and is awaiting discussion in the House. I'm Jeff Palermo.
About half the normal rainfall has fallen in Mississippi so far in 2026, making it the 10th driest in state history. Drew Golson, a MSU Extension irrigation specialist, says the gradually expanding drought conditions displayed on the U.S. Drought Monitor map are raising concerns. Justin Calhoun, a soybean specialist with the MSU Extension Service, says the drought has all but halted soybean planting. Calhoun said using irrigation to germinate planted seed is a last-ditch effort. For those crops already growing, mid-April is well before normal irrigation start time. The optimal planting window for soybeans in Mississippi is April 10th through the 20th. Now that the House has sent the budget to the Senate, the debate over funding for the Louisiana Gator Scholarship Program will intensify.
The House went along with Governor Jeff Landry's proposal to double the funding of the voucher program to $87 million.
I think the majority of Louisianians want money to follow the child, and they deserve it.
Landry wants to see more state tax dollars going to families to help pay for educational expenses like tuition at a private school. But Senate President Cameron Henry says this is the first year of the L.A. Gator program, and it's wise to see if the students who are receiving the scholarship money are actually improving academically.
The students that were going to a different school, better in a better position now.
I'm John Burns.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is at 32.98 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.